Hey there, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent. I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's episode. And I want to thank our sponsors who help keep this show free for us every single week. You know, we've got some great sponsors. And this week's sponsors are the Kielbasa Provision Company and TailgateGiant.com. Enjoy this week's show.
From coast to coast and border to border. It's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant.
Up in the parking lot, got the bedroom on lights, and the grill is hot. On your boy kid said, baby, ready or not, we gonna get some. Cause everybody wants some tailgate. If you can't get a party, well, baby, don't worry. If you can't wait, you gotta get started, but you better hurry up, cause it's too late. So come on, run, this is gonna be fun, and the pickup run.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to this week's episode of Tailgate Radio, beaming to you from the Game Day Media Studios in San Antonio, Texas, to 45-plus countries across the globe, all 50 states, all provinces in Canada, and who knows where else people are listening to this. But we've got some great fans and great listeners on iTunes, Stitcher, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, SoundCloud. We're all over the place, and we certainly do appreciate you just stopping by our little virtual tailgate party. We got a great show for you this week. We've got the founder, procurer, and head man over at baconsports.com. And is there anything else in the world better than bacon? Oh my gosh, no. So we've got the man at Bacon Sports himself, Mr. Rob Cressy. He'll be joining us for a two-part interview, and we can't wait to get to that. But before we talk to Rob and just jump into everything he's got going on over at baconsports.com, I want to remind everybody that you can check us out on the social media platform known as Twitter at Tailgate Radio. And you can also email us anytime you want at stuff@tailgateradio.com. That's stuff@tailgateradio.com. We also have a Periscope. We don't have a submarine, but we've got a Periscope. And we Periscope every Friday at 5:30 p.m. Central Time, 6:30 Eastern, 4:30 Mountain, 3:30 Pacific. And that's a free-for-all. So you can ask what you want. You can tell us what you think of what's going on over here at Tailgate Radio. We've had some great responses, and I certainly enjoy the, you know, I've got a face for radio, but enjoy nonetheless visiting with fans from literally from across the globe. I want to remind you, I'm going to be out in Las Vegas in a couple of weeks at the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show, and that's kind of an annual trek I take every year. And that, if you're not familiar with it, it is the quintessential location where new tailgating gadgets are born. You know, they've been created, they've been out there, but that is their coming out party, if you will, to the buyers of the world. So if you're, say, for example, if you have a cool new grill accessory, you would come to the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show to show it off to buyers. Buyers from such companies as Dick's Sporting Goods, Walmart, Target, Academy, all of those places are looking for the next great tailgating product. And it certainly could be in Las Vegas here in a couple of weeks. And so I'm looking forward to that. I will be bringing you several of the next episodes after next week from Las Vegas. So I'm going to be staying out there and doing some interviews with some great innovators in the world of tailgating products. So I can't wait to go out to Vegas, spend a little time, hopefully not spend too much money, but I look forward to that. That's the Sports Licensing and Tailgate Show, and I think you can look that up online and check it out, and it's really a great event, and it's a B2B expo, so it's not available to consumers, so you can't, as a fan, just go and buy stuff. It's for companies to go and buy products, but it's certainly an opportunity for me to continue to have my feet firmly on the ground in Las Vegas at the convention center and meeting with some of the coolest people with some of the coolest gadgets in the world. And we look forward to doing that very, very soon. I'll be out there the weekend of the 24th. So the show runs the 24th, 25th, and 26th. I'll be out there for those days and look forward to that. So if you are either a tailgating manufacturer and you're going to be at the show, give me a shout out. And I'd love to have you on the show while I'm there. And if you're a buyer and want to talk to us about the buying habits of the tailgate nation, I'd certainly like to do that as well. So I'm looking forward to being out in Las Vegas for a few days and enjoying the sports licensing and tailgate show. As soon as we come back, we're going to have the head man over at Bacon Sports, Rob Cressy. And I can't think of anything more I'd like to talk to. And this is part one of a two-part interview. And we're just going to jump into what the heck Bacon Sports is and a whole lot more. And so we'll do that after the break. But first, you know, I do have one of the coolest jobs in the world. I get to travel the country on the weekends and go to tailgate parties across this great land and learn about traditions, foods, beverages, and what people have in their tailgate setup. And every time that I travel and or talking to fans, they always ask me, where's the best place to go to get my tailgate gear? And I answer them the same way every time. You want to go to tailgategiant.com. They are the tailgate superstore. Let me say that again. Tailgategiant.com, the tailgate superstore. They have over 38,000 different tailgating products waiting just for you. You can shop by product, or you can shop by team. You can shop by brand. They even create customized products for you. You know, they got their start creating customized cornhole games, and they have parlayed that into a tailgating empire called Tailgate Giant. And for me, being a Green Bay Packer fan in the middle of South Texas, I can't go to my local sporting goods store and get any Packer gear because they've got Cowboys gear, Texans gear, Longhorn gear, Aggie gear, Red Raider gear, but they don't have Packer gear. So I just get on to tailgategiant.com, find the Packer gear that I want, place that order, and I've got it waiting for me, shipped to my home, ready to enjoy the triumphant season of the Green Bay Packers. And you can do that with your team too. All you have to do Let me tell you what you can do. I'm going to let you in on a little secret here. If you go to tailgateradio.com right now, over on the right-hand side of our page, there is a button. It's a pretty big button, and it's got the Tailgate Giant logo. And if you press that button, it's going to take you to tailgategiant.com. And if you use the promo code TG Radio for Tailgate Radio, TG Radio, they're going to give you 10% off your order. Now, that's a generous offer. Think about that. 10% off could mean extra bucks in your pocket for some other things that you might need in the parking lot. So take advantage of that right now. The people over at Tailgate Giant are waiting to serve you. They have great customer service, and they have unbelievable product diversity, I guess is the best way to say it. Anything and everything you want, need, they've got right there for you at tailgategiant.com. If they don't have it, you don't need it. They're Tailgate Giant, tailgategiant.com. Welcome back to Tailgate Radio. And in the immortal words of Homer J. Simpson, the pig truly is a magical animal. And that has never been more fitting than this week, because we've got the president and founder of BaconSports.com, Mr. Rob Cressy. Rob, welcome into Tailgate Radio.
Thank you very much. Super excited to be here.
And before we dive in too much, Rob, tell me, what is Bacon Sports? Because you had me at bacon.
Exactly. And that's exactly what we wanted to do. Bacon and sports, two of the greatest things in life. So at Bacon Sports, we are a sports comedy website that creates original sports comedy podcasts, articles, and videos. We're also the number one website for jersey enthusiasts. So when you're at a game or on the street and you see someone rocking a random sports jersey, take a picture of it, snap it, send it to us, and then we turn that into an article. Because the great thing about jerseys is they're always being replenished, but people keep wearing old ones that are expired or don't make sense anymore. And we've created a community of people who love jerseys.
So when you say you create an article, what exactly does that mean? Because I've got some old, like, St. Louis Blues hockey jersey. I've got a 1984 Seattle Seahawks with number 80 Steve Largent, because my last name is Largent. Are you talking about anything and everything in regards to into jerseys, all sports?
You know it. So think about your Steve Largent jersey. We can have a conversation about that. Well, if we can have a conversation about that, then I can create an article about it. So someone will snap a picture of their Steve Largent jersey at a game or something, and then what we'll do is I actually have a background in comedy writing, but in sports comedy, meaning what can we find that's awesome about that Steve Largent jersey? So what I would likely do is pull a YouTube video that's either funny, awesome, showing an amazing Steve Largent catch, and essentially creating a narrative over why should someone care about this random Steve Largent jersey. Why? Because one, Steve Largent was awesome. Two, we're all sports fans, and it sort of comes to the core of Bacon Sports, is we like to entertain while dropping knowledge at the same time. So for us, seeing a Steve Largent jersey, it can be pretty much anyone, and we can talk about that because we're sports junkies. We love it. Even though I'm from Pittsburgh, it doesn't matter that I'm not a Seahawks fan. I'm a sports fan, and I want to be able to talk with you or anybody else who's a Seahawks fan or a football fan about Steve Largent, just in a quick article that says, hey, here's why Steve Largent is awesome. And by the way, we captured someone in Seattle rocking his jersey.
I'm here with Rob Cressy with Bacon Sports. Rob, tell me, how did the genesis of Bacon Sports and BaconSports.com get started?
So my entire life, I've always dreamed of working in sports. So finally, I got to the point where I said, listen, you only live once. I can either continue selling online advertising, which I did very successfully for 6 years, or I can do what I'm best at in the world, quit my job 3 years ago to do this full time. And I've always been a sports writer. It's not an easy business, but it's one of passion. I said, I've been put on this earth to create awesome sports content, but the mission of our company is to help people achieve their dreams through a love of sports. So I know that I'm not alone in wanting to work in sports. So what I wanted to do was create a company where every day people can come to work, working on what they love, and that is sports. So that's the mission of what we want to do, is through creating all this content, podcasts, articles, videos, working with other talented people, giving them opportunities, giving them exposure, helping them get to the next step of where they want to be. And as we build this company up, we want to build the awesomest sports media company ever.
I'm here with Rob Cressy with Bacon Sports. And Rob, let me ask you this, because this has always been something that's been curious to me. I am a huge comedy fan. I love stand-up comedy. I love when I go to Chicago or go to New York or go to Toronto, I always try to make it a point to catch a live comedy show. And we've had some great guests here, like Frank Caliendo has been a guest here on Tailgate Radio. But there's not, unless I'm missing something, there's not a ton of folks that are actively out there doing stand-up revolved around sports. And I think that is a huge opportunity, because there are so many people across the country that are big into sports and would get humor surrounded with, I mean, think about sports. Sports is one big comedy act. I mean, you take a look at last season with Deflategate. I mean, that thing wrote itself. So do you see that, or am I missing something, or is my head in the sand?
That is where the light bulb goes off. So it just so happens that I live across the street from Second City, which is the number one comedy training center in the United States.
Absolutely.
So
great.
Say that again?
I was just going to say, great comedy legends have come out of Second City for sure.
Oh, the best of the best. I mean, when you walk through the hallways there, it's just everyone that you can imagine. So I took that opportunity to say, listen, I don't want to be a stand-up comedian. That's never been what I'm trying to do. And quite frankly, a lot of the people there are trying to be in improv troupes or get on cruises. The Super Bowl, of course, being get on Saturday Night Live somehow. But I saw this opportunity where there was a niche in sports that wasn't being filled, and that's bringing the world of comedy to it. At Second City, sports is actually laughed at. So I am an outlier among all of the people there because it's a very inclusive place. But the people are often in theater and all these other things. Well, I said, well, that's great. Let me learn these skills and the fundamentals of it, and I'm going to take it to the world of sports, something that has a never-ending news cycle where there's always new things that can be made fun of, laugh at, sports comedy. And jokes can come in tons of different forms for sports. So you can make fun of Deflategate, or you can make somebody laugh by dropping a Kurt Warner reference from the Seattle Seahawks instead of the Kurt Warner that was the quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals. There's just tons of ways to do it, and that's where we come at Bacon Sports is we want to bring a level of comedy that is unmatched. There's often a lowest common denominator in sports websites and sports writing where you say, what can I do to get the click? People will often just swear or use vulgar language. Instead, we want to bring the creme de la creme of sports comedy. That way, when you come to Bacon Sports, you're like, man, these guys not only know their stuff, but they do it right.
Well, you know, I noticed on your website, and by the way, folks, while you're listening to the show, hop on your laptop, go over to baconsports.com. It is a fantastic website. But I have to ask you about the very top image. I see the beloved pig. I see the number 23. I know that you're based in Chicago. I'm trying to figure out what type of homage that is to the great Michael Jordan. Can you elaborate on your cool logo?
Certainly. So the reason why I am the way I am is because I always wanted to be like Mike. I was an 80s child who grew up loving the Chicago Bulls. I was raised in Pittsburgh, but my grandparents were from Chicago. And since Pittsburgh didn't have a basketball team, the next best thing was Michael Jordan. So because of that, I mean, I've loved sports more than anything in the world. I don't watch the news. I literally only watch sports. So as I just kept on building and building and building, the one thing that rang true is the awesomeness of Michael Jordan. And it's something that Michael Jordan is accepted everywhere worldwide. You see that number 23, it is an indelible image. So for us, taking that pig logo and branding it with a 23, which is sort of our way of saying bacon plus sports, all in one.
Well, I can tell you, you guys have done a fantastic job with the website. I mean, if you go over there, or when you go over there to baconsports.com, he does have the things he talked about earlier with the jerseys. There's sports trivia. You got your own podcast. Tell us about your podcast, because I know we're kindred spirits here. We're getting, you know, as you talk about the comedy side, I'm all about the everything that surrounds the game day atmosphere. So there is a little bit of comedy involved there, but I talk to chefs and celebrities. Tell me about your podcast and how the folks here on Tailgate Radio can hop over and listen to your podcast whenever they want to.
Certainly. So you can check out the Bacon Sports podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. Just search for Bacon Sports. And really what we do is bring original sports content and thoughts. So during the NFL season, what we did is we had an industry insider from Vegas come on, and on Fridays we would talk about the upcoming NFL lines. Maybe the simplest way to think of it is I aspire to be the next Bill Simmons meets Dan Patrick, where I can bring on friends or industry insiders or other things, and we're going to talk about what's trending in the world of sports. We run what I know is the only web or the only podcast dedicated to people who love jerseys. It's called the Hoopster Nation, where we talk about all things jersey culture. We also do a segment called How to Make It in Sports Media. So dovetailing on what I previously mentioned to you about wanting to help people achieve their dreams through love of sports, what I've done is I have people who have made it successfully in sports, and I interview them, and I say, listen, I want to help use you as an inspiration for everybody else out there that dreams of working in sports, that says, man, there's no way that I can do it, or maybe they're in a job that they just don't like. I want to help encourage these people and say, listen, I'm going to bring on others who have successfully done it, and this is how they do it. So combining all of these different elements of What do you like about sports? There's just so many things that we could potentially talk about. We're really focusing on trying to entertain while also delivering value at the same time.
Time is right to use a spud spike. Foil and spice, make it fast and nice. Crispy on the outside, fluffy in the middle. Don't you just love the spud spike?
Spud spike's the original food-grade stainless steel 6-inch baking potato perfection system. It's made right here in the USA. The spud spikes, along with our gourmet potato skin rubs and everyday seasonings, are perfect for baking, barbecuing, cookouts, grilling, steaming. They're good for indoor and outdoor kitchens, campers, RVs, tailgating, barbecue lovers, brats, sausages, and perfect holiday gifts for that special loved one. Just a nail? I don't think so. The Spud Spikes Baked Potato Perfection System. Buy it online now at spudspikes.com. That's spudspikes.com.
It's right to use a Spud Spike. Your oil and spice and make it fast and nice. It's crispy.
Hey everybody, the Grill Sergeant John Largent with Tailgate Training Camp, and if you want to be the life of the party, there's only one thing you need that's going to set you apart from everybody else at your next tailgate party or get-together, and that is beer hats. You want to go to beerhats.com and check out these awesome hats. If you've got a favorite beer brand, there's a good chance that they've got them already in stock, and if you're a craft beer owner, you can actually have the folks at beerhats.com make you these great hats. A radio ad just doesn't do them justice. Go over to beerhats.com, place your order, and you're going to find that you're going to be the life of the party at any and every tailgate party. Beerhats.com.
Folks, welcome back to Tailgate Radio. I want to remind everybody to check us out over at tailgateradio.com. That's our website. We've got all of our episodes archived there. We also have some great recipes, some cool articles, and a lot more over at our website. You don't want to miss the opportunity to head over there. It just takes a couple of minutes, tailgateradio.com. And we certainly do appreciate you stopping by. You can also check us out at Twitter at Tailgate Radio, where we're always up to something. We've always got some shenanigans going on. And Periscope, don't forget, every Friday, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern, 4:30 Mountain, 3:30 Pacific, we do a Q&A / skull session on all things tailgating. You have a tailgating question, you have a recipe question, you have a recipe you want to share, you want to do anything in that regards, hop on the Periscope. And it's simple as downloading the Periscope app, which is part of Twitter, and finding Tailgate Radio. You can't miss us, and we enjoy that interaction face-to-face. You can actually look at my mug and make comments, which people do from time to time. I always find it interesting that people like to criticize your face, the clothes you're wearing, how your hair's cut. You know, move your glasses. I want to see your eyes. Really? Really? You want to see my eyes? They're brown. Go find somebody with brown eyes. Look at them. That's what my eyes look like. But anyway, it's a lot of fun. So check us out at Periscope on Fridays at 5:30 Central Time, 6:30 Eastern, 4:30 Mountain, 3:30 Pacific, and we'll chat about anything you want in regards to grilling, tailgating, sports. I've even given some English lessons. There are some folks that were on from Russia last week, and a lady said that she liked to listen to the tone of my voice because it was slow, and she's trying to learn English. And I told her I was happy that I could accommodate her on learning the English language. Although she probably doesn't want to learn it from me. She'll walk around Russia with a bit of a Texas twang, which I don't know if that'd be good or not. But so for everybody here, folks, I want to thank everybody at Game Day Media. You know, we're working hard to produce great content and make it interesting and fun. And we've got some great support here at Game Day Media. Also want to thank
our good folks over at Web Smart Advisors in the Boston area, Midroll out in Los Angeles, and is a great partner. We appreciate that. So for everybody here at Tailgate Radio, as we always say, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. And don't forget about next week, part two of our interview with Rob Cressy from BaconSports.com. Mmm, bacon. We'll catch you on down the road, folks. Adios.